In a day and age where dating apps have become the norm, I'm looking at you, Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, we find that the stereotypical Hollywood meet cute moment that you see in your favorite rom-coms has almost become obsolete. But do we need to see this as a downfall? What are the potential benefits of avoiding what comes with a Hollywood whirlwind romance? Were they ever meant to be? Are they as realistic as, we like to think in our dreams? Today on Drive, we have Jodie McAllister. She's a lecturer in writing, literature and culture at Deakin University. And she is here today to talk to us about dating apps, Hollywood meet-cutes and everything in between. Good afternoon, Jodie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for coming on air.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So to begin with, what is a meet-cute moment? How would you define it?
So a meet-cute is something that you know when you see it. It's a moment that's in so many rom-coms where the protagonists have a kind of really sweet, really cute encounter that makes it clear to us, the viewers, that they're going to end up together at the end of the film. So there's a really good quote about it in the movie The Holiday, where one of the characters says to Kate Winslet's character that it's the way that two characters meet in a movie where they both need something to sleep in and they both go to the same pajama department and one of them needs the bottoms and one of them just needs the top and they look at each other and that's the meet cute.
That's the meet cute. I mean, I didn't realize those moments had a name. Maybe this is like a, I don't know, in like literary circles or whatnot, but is this a phrase that has been around for a while, or is it something that, people like yourself who work in writing and literature and culture have, coined?
No, it's been around for a while, and it's in popular culture as well as in literary studies. So Roger Ebert, the famous film critic, for instance, used it quite often in his reviews. So in 1991, he described it in a review of, I think, the movie Green Card.
Interesting. So another question I have for you is, what is the busy period for dating apps and what provokes this?
So the busy period for dating apps happens from about Christmas through to about mid-February, which, of course, is Valentine's Day. So during this period, we have people sending millions and millions of messages. So in that same period in 2020, so not this year, but last year, Australians sent over 52.8 million messages, which is bananas. And there are a few things that are driving this, but predominantly we have things like New Year's resolutions, we have people wanting to find a date for Valentine's Day, and we have people breaking up over the holidays because that is one of those pressure cooker times for relationships.
How has the pre-existing meet-cute construct adapted to online dating, whether that's via text message exchanges, perhaps some video calls or some saucy Snapchats? Do you think it's translated in the same way that we see on TV and in movies?
Well, it's really quite difficult to translate that really kind of Hollywood meet-cute, rom-com style meet-cute to the digital space because the logic in play is a little bit different. So a meet-cute is never on purpose. You can't go out and look for a meet-cute. That's not how it works. It's something that you stumble into at the moment when you are least expecting it and it's probably most inconvenient to you because that's what makes a good story. That creates conflict, that creates drama, that creates reasons why two people can't be together. If you saw a rom-com where two people were just like, oh, you're cool, I like you, let's get together, the end, that's not going to be a very good rom-com because there's no drama. Whereas on a dating app, rather than looking for that kind of conflict and that kind of drama, people are looking for compatibility. And importantly, they're out there looking for love. Whereas when a meet-cute moment happens, you're not looking for love because that's how the narrative works.
Last but not least, I mean, you've kind of touched on it already, but it doesn't really translate into an online environment. What would you argue as the main difference between meeting someone on an app and meeting someone in real life? Even after you've started talking to someone, you formed a connection and you want to meet up, could you replicate that moment or does it have to be that spontaneous first, love at first sight thing?
I think perhaps the issue here is sometimes we over-romanticize the meet cute. And this is because we've been consuming it in rom-coms and in books for ages and ages and ages. Whereas on a dating app, you're actually looking for what you want. You're looking for compatibility. You're not looking for conflict. And so that might actually be better in the long run, even if you don't have that real, like, magical Hollywood moment.
Well, thank you so much for coming on air with us this afternoon, Jodie.
My pleasure.
That was Jodie McAllister, a lecturer in writing, literature and all things culture at Deakin University. Maybe it's time we do move on from the meet cute era and welcome the dating app connection era with open arms.